This recording, Taiwan 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and much to her alike. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a coat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the each goose began to stir around the office like a lunatic, which made a sanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come, come," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Come was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were now futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I could not imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millinery lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Taiwan, geographically, it's quite diverse in terms we have the central part of Taiwan, it's really high mountains. And then we were surrounded by ocean, Pacific Ocean. So it's island with mountains and you all the ocean. So you can get a lot of fresh seafood in Taiwan. And because we kind of locate in tropical area, so the weather, it's pretty much year-long, pretty warm. So you can get a lot of tropical fruit. Such as a lot of bananas, mango, papaya, just whole sorts of fruit and vegetables too. We have a so-called official language is Mandarin Chinese Mandarin, and which is also official language in China, so we can communicate with people in China, Chinese people. And we also have our own languages. We have Hunanese, which is from southern part of China, because more than 97% of people, population in Taiwan are from China, like back to 400 years ago to almost like 60 years ago. And so we have like Hunanese, and then we also have Haganese. That's also from one part of China. So Hunanese, Haganese, and then we have almost 2% of so-called indigenous population. And they have 9 or 10 different tribes, and they all speak different languages.